Kedvach. We're going to skip Rei Samach Beis. Medached on how much time we have left to the Zman. We're not going to have enough time to finish the whole Shavuos Aveda. So I figure we'll go to the Simanim that we will be able to Chaparayin, which might be a little more Negea. And maybe if we have time at the end, we'll go back. So up to Rei Samach Gimel. Rei Samach Gimel talks about the halacha that if you're a zakin v'eino lefi kvoidoi, if it doesn't pass for you to be meish of this aveda, then you'd be potter. And there are many variables and who's considered a zakin v'eino lefi kvoidoi. It's a easy, also a relatively easy simen, and hopefully we'll have a geshmak from it. All right, let's start. The Mechaber says in the beginning of Rei Samach Gimel. Hamaytzi avedish mizbeis la'shiva uboy gimosifim zokt mechabes sif aleph motza sak oy kupa. If you find a sack or a kupa, im hayachachim, if he was a chachim, ayzakin mechubid, if he's a bakovet a mensch, she'ein darkoi lito kelim elu biyadoi pasnish. It's not his derech to carry these kelim. Ein uchayv letapo behem. He's not mechuyev to be metapo with these kelim. Halach a klal. Somebody who's a chachim or a zakin who doesn't pass for him to carry these kelim, he is not mechuyev to be metapel in these kelim. That's the mechaber. Where does it come from? If you look in the sma sivkan aleph, the sma says yafinin midiksev v'hisalamta. The pasuk says v'hisalamta as if to say you're supposed to be masalim. Forget, we know you now let it. So sukhul asalim, it's alive. You now let it ignore yenim zaveda. But here it says v'hisalamta. Therefore, v'dashinim begemara. Pa'amim, sometimes shemutu l'cha l'salim, and what's that case? Ezokim v'enu l'fi kvoidim. It's a special dispensation the Torah gave, that for Ezokim v'enu l'fi kvoidim, he's supposed to be misalim. That's the Chazal. Grad Agav, once we're here, should really mention Geshmak HaPshat, the Kli Yoker on the Pasuk has a different Pshat. He wants a Taich LP, the Mishnah Ovis. The Mishnah Ovis says in Perek Dalam Mishnah Yud Ches, the Mishnah says, Al Tishtadu Liro Yisoy Bishas Kilkolosoy. Don't look at your friend when he's Bishas Kilkol because he's going to be embarrassed. So Zokta Kliyoka, that's spread over here too. If it's the Lashon Paz, I say on Nidochim, if it's Nidochim, if it's in the Oifen that the Aved is going to be totally lost and it's irretrievable, it's unsavable, don't steer there. You're going to make the Balaam feel terrible. They see all the money being lost or this item being lost and you're just standing there. You're embarrassing the Balaam as if you now know that the Balaam is losing money. So you're supposed to be Misalem, Visalamta, look away at the Balaam, shouldn't see that you're looking and you're seeing what's going on. How, and then the Pasuk says, it continues, but if it's an oifen or hashev that you could return it, then avad hashev tishiv, then you got to return it. But if it's an oifen or nidochim, don't stand. You have a mitzvah tzarech hatalasis, it's atzmucha kolay roya, and not look. All right, it's a devar musa. But Chazal don't say that. Chazal says v'salamta is a halacha of zakein v'ena lefi chvaydei. Kishmak halacha. All right.
Wouldn't the pshuto shemik really be? I mean, because same problem. How do you know which is going from which? Wouldn't it be the chiddush really that common meaning? If it was more money than what you're gaining.
Okay, so that's got a different halach in Rei Samach Dalet. Okay, we don't need this drasha. We have a different drasha for Eves Kilei Kambuka Evyon. We have a different drasha for that. We didn't need this drasha. We need this drasha specifically for Zakim and Lefich Vaydei.
What bothers me is that the more when it speaks in Hilchos Shabbos, it says, don't say it's not Lefich Vaydei because it's called Kmosa. Then what's the difference this mitzvah and any other mitzvah?
So that's Chazal, Brev Kokmos, and you had a drasha. Okay, we're going to see why sometimes you see Zel Kvoda by Shabbos. And Belinda, if you remind me, I'll try to get back to it when we get to the end of the sermon. All right, well, if I remember, I'll try to get back to it. All right.
Zokin means he's like 70 or something?
Devala just says someone who's a chachim or zokin mechubit. Someone who's a respectful, older individual. Doesn't love Dafka has to be 70 years old. You know what? Let's do it now. There's a machlekes rishonim. What's considered a zokin v'ena lefi chvoida? The Ramban above and see and daf lamed gimel, omer aleph and the Devon daf lamed omer lav. Taitches zokin is dafka zeh shokano chacham has to be dafka a chacham. Someone who's toira, he's mitzadus toira. Mishum kvoid toirasoi. That's why you're not supposed to do it. Kvoid toirasoi is dochila the mitzvah zaseh. But if you have an elderly statesman individual, so what? A bakovetik a mensch, but he's not a Talmud Chacham, he will not have this hetter, he will not have this pur, ain't no fi kvayda, tough luck. It's ain't no fi kvayda, but you have to do the mitzvah anyway. That's how these Rishonim learn. It's only because of his Torah. However, the Ran over there in Lama Gimel Amud Aleph is Medaik from the Rambam, which is this Loshin, that you see now like that. The Rambam says, the Mechaber says two things. There's a Chacham, that's a Talmud Chacham, and then there's a Zokain, Mechubit, there's somebody else called the Zakein. So you see, you could have, it's separable. Not only someone who's a Talmud Chacham, but even a regular Zakein, someone who's Mechubit, someone who pasnish for him to take this thing, will also have the Ptur. And that's how we pasken. That's the Mechaba and Mechant Machmin the Ptur, because the Ptur doesn't even really mention, it just mentions the next klal, that anyone who wouldn't do it for himself doesn't have to do it for somebody else. It doesn't have to be Dafka or Talmud Chacham. So Kum Toi, Sakta Shukhanok Arav, Huadin, Ish nichbad because of a different mila. Lav dafka has to be because of age. Anytime it's someone who's an ish nichbad, someone who's a bakovetik man, it could be because he's wealthy, he comes from a chosh of a mishpacha, pasnish for that mishpacha, or whatever the reason is there any cause, any reason that makes a person mechubad, that's already enough. Someone who's respectful that he wouldn't do it himself, that already has the ptur of zakim and alvi kvaydai.
What's about for example,
If he'll be embarrassed, then Enoch Hanami will have to invoke the concept. If it's in a way that he'll be embarrassed, Enoch Hanami will have the Torah Zakim and Lefik Vodan. Even for a regular person, if this type of aveda for this person is ein lefik vaydai and a chanami, that will be a ptur. Or if an isha, it's ein lefik vaydai for to schlep heavy packages, heavy things, b'shus harabim, and a chanami for an isha will be ein lefik vaydai to schlep a heavy aveda. Correct. At any person, if doing the ashava is beneath the person's dignity, it's something we'll have to be magdir what that is. But good, it's beneath the person's dignity. He doesn't have the mitzvah of lasukha l'salim. He doesn't have this thing.
That's the answer of the Rav Shubanorov. I read the Shubanorov. I never say what you just said.
Okay, why not?
Because it says zaken l'fichvod.
It says chacham or zaken mechabed.
So why do you say zaken? We just say l'fichvod.
Why have the zaken so good that he bothered by that? All right, we'll have to see. You know what? Let's go to the next. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, and it's really not him, it's really coming from a Drish in Reish Ayin Beis, Sif Ches says that this is talking about someone who is a be'emes, an ish mechubad. But you can have somebody who is trying to create that image, and l'daitoy, l'fi gavis, but his lashon l'fi shadaitoy gavoya olav. Emaint, he's takachoshev. For him, pasnish, he wouldn't lower himself. If you ask anyone in the street, that guy, why not? He could pick this up. He's choshev. He's not choshev. He's like anyone else. A haltzach, he holds for himself to be choshev. But if he's really not choshev, just because he holds himself, and even if be'emes, he holds himself ad kedei kach, that if it will be his own money and his own aved, he would taka let it go. He's emes with his ego. He believes taka in his ego a lot, and he taka believes that even it's worth his money, he'll be mavat on his own money because of pasnish, because he's trying to create a certain image where he thinks of this image, he thinks that he already attained that image, still he has this chiv. It has to be somebody who's be'emes a ish mechubet. And that's why he says that's the mekavon of the Rambam and the Mechaba who says zokin mechubet. Why didn't it just say stam mechubet? It's trying to tell you that mechubet doesn't mean emaint is a mechubet. Mechubet means he's is a mechubit. That's why you need a zokin mechubit. But some guy who never has a sickness, that person is not going to be potter.
But that guy has a sickness is not going to follow your law because he really thinks he is mechubit.
No, you have certain people, you should know that some people who talk to have a crank that totally out of it. But certain people who grada, they walk with shtolz, and there's a whole, I don't want to say an act, but it's a we'll call it a lifestyle. There's a whole way how he walks and how he behaves, and he's trying to create an image. You'll ask him to think for a moment, do you think everyone else agrees with your... No, he's trying to maintain such an image. He's trying to create it and keep that image. But he's really not there yet. You mean? So that person, yes, well, when he knows his halacha, yes, he'll stop and he'll taka give back to Avraham. Also, Zerukha Nakarav continues, and he says that if you have a person, because of his wealth, or he decides, langzach nesh, that's not worth the whole teich, and the bend down for that, it's a dal, it's nothing, I'm just going to let it go. It's good. He could let it go on his own cheshem, but he can't let it go on his own other cheshem. If it's a takan aveda, there's no ptur just because you'd be mavat al shaloi. The avada, you're still going to have a chiv al shachaveh. The ptur is that machmes the oisha that you have, you're considering an ish mechubet, that it's a bezoin for you to do. The bezoin shaboy patis, that's what's going to give you the ptur. But if you decided langzach nesh, let's say a person is a break the mensch, he's a mavate, it's not a problem. The guy in the dorm who'll have the heater on with the air conditioner on at the same time. You know, these type of guys, those guys, that's not a het over here. Those people, pshat is, they're more mavate than the mom. And if it's on the floor, let it go, that's fine. But when it comes to someone else's money, avada, they're going to have a chiv. That's the kicking the yoyne says as well. He doesn't give the much of the dormitory, but he said, someone who's stam avachin on the money is not going to have this ptor. That's not a ptor. The ptor has to be so machmas bezoyin. He created a status. He is part of that status that he's going to have a bezoyin if he does that. If it's beneath his dignity for that, he's not mechuyif to do it. It's a ptur, what do you mean? What's a ptur and a chayv?
He wants to do it.
That we're going to see in Sif Gimel, that there might be an inlof in the Mishnah Sadin to do. Now, what would be if you have somebody who's a choyla? He's sick. He's not. If it'll be his item, he would let it go. He's not bekava bries to taka do that. Do you have a ptur here? So I saw somebody who wanted to say that this is also bechlal, the ptur of Zakim Venu Lefi Chvaydoi. And Lani is that I don't understand it so well, but I guess he means to say.
Is also not?
That's because it's beneath a dignity. Beneath a dignity. But somebody who is not beneath that dignity, it's just they're a chayla, he wants a taina that also has a patur. I think he means, he doesn't say what he means, but I would assume he means, is that it's also not for his ruach, it's not for the I don't know, image, but the person that he is, it's like, I don't know, it's not, I can't even, it's hard to even say. I can't understand the tushta, what? Honest is a different ptur honest, but what does it have to do with this? This guy, the ptur here is not an honest. You're talking not honest. But the Torah gives you, the Torah allows you to, you don't have this chiv because it's beneath your dignity. So I guess, just like you have the thing of kveira bries, so therefore, so too, if it's a chayli, you're not mechuyif to do, somehow he sticks it into this thing. It's hard to say, I don't understand it. I rather would say that it has nothing to do with this. If you want to patra chayli, either if it's mamish or einus, he can't, fine. But let's say hitaka could. So if Hitaka could, just it's going to be a big terech for him. There's no ptur anywhere for terech. That's mefush over here. That a guy won't bother, like we said before, because of the terech. He's still mechuyif to be meshav aveda for someone else. That's not a ptur. But I would taina that if by returning it, the chayli is going to get worse. He's going to get sicker. So he's going to have, so to speak, a hefsid from it. So then we maybe invoke a different concept that when you're going to have a hefsid mamin, you're not mechuyif to be meshav and aveda unless he reimburses you. He won't be able to reimburse you your health. So if your taka is going to get worse from it, and you might have to be very worse, significantly worse, more than what it's shoved with the item, or maybe even a little worse. It will go through maybe in Reis HaMakdalad. But it would have to be aggravated, the situation. Then I hear maybe you have a ptur because your hefset is worth more than Yenna's money. That might be one ptur.
Right, so he's like a zokin in one way is because he is a weak person.
Yeah, but the zokin, I don't understand that the zokin is not because of weakness. The zokin has to be because it's beneath his dignity. Someone who's sick, it's not beneath his dignity to return. There's nothing to do with it. It's mechubin. Right, it has to be a zaka mechubin. There's another way to do it, and that is a chelkas yoy, the geshmanka chelkas yoy. He says in Dini Oynis, Anav Zayin, it's at the end, over there he wants to say a big chiddish, but it's fine. He says that in kol mitzvahs asay shebetoyre, that the way to be oyves, you're not doing anything wrong, you're just not doing what you're supposed to. He wants to say that if it's going to cause you a chayli, even if it's a chayli she'ein by sakana, you have a patur b'shev al tasa not to do it. I guess he means just like, I don't know, I would be madam, just like the zinyan al kveira brius, that you're not mechuyiv to be mekayma mitzvah asay, if it's going to cause you a zilzul, let's say, by kaver a mace. You mechuyiv to be oisek be mace mitzvah, even if it means doicha karban pesach, because al tzbezoin a mace, so. Sorry? Lasukh l'salam is alive, but it's b'shev al tasa. By me not doing it, it's still b'shev al tasa. Teis and shruz and mavut considered shev al tasa. Tavlam and omebe. So if it's a shev al tasa, and it's going to cause the sickness to get worse, could be the Chokhiyev would hold that you're not mechuyev. Because just like Chokhiyev holds, you're not mechuyev to be mechuyev, it causes you to be sick, even if Chayle Shem Beis HaKona. So even if the person's already sick, but if it's going to cause him to get worse, so that worse is a choyli shem beisakana that you didn't have, which only came out through this mitzvah, maybe b'shavat ha'asa, you're not mechuyev to do hashavas aveda because of the sickness. That's the way I would go to pater someone who's sick, but I wouldn't say that it's b'chlal zokim beinu lefi chvoydei.
So about if the ba'alim themselves won't do it? I'm saying if the ba'alim themselves...
Even if the ba'alim themselves won't do it, that's the whole klal zokim beinu lefi chvoydei is only because the ba'alim themselves won't do it. But if you're not there, and you're a chayli, let's say it's chayli, it's not zokim shein lefi chvoydei, even if the ba'alim themselves won't do it, tough. So on yourself, you're making the cheshbon, but not someone else, you're going to have to return it. All right, good? Fine, now what are the case? Let's give us...
You meant the ba'alim who lost it. Right?
Yeah.
Not Altsfit himself.
Oh, the Ba'alim who lost him themselves wouldn't have done it because of that Chayli. Maybe then you're not Mechuyiv. I hear the Chajun. I didn't have that. I'm sorry. I hear the maybe. Okay, but the Ba'alim themselves wouldn't do it probably means because it would be a Hefzid. I hear. So then we'll have the other Hetzah, that you're not Mechuyiv, to be Mafzid. For Chazar's mom and Chavir.
Assuming, you know, assuming it says that, like, let's say a rich guy, and you know he wouldn't bother, like, just continuing this question. So you know that Simon, he's a rich guy, he wouldn't bother, you know for a fact he's a zillionaire, he wouldn't bother coming after that.
I don't think that's going to have the Torah. Because if the zillionaire wouldn't bother because of the tircha, there's no tour of tircha. Elamai, you mean the zillionaire won't bother because of his status? It's a bazaim for him. Go for him. It's a bazaim for me. It's not a bazaim. So I won't have that p'tor either. So I don't know that would work. By chayla here, if I'm in the matzah chulila, whatever. Now let's just give simple cases. Let's bring it down today. Let's say someone lost a ball under a car. So can you imagine a matasio crawling under the car to retrieve this ball? That's enel afi chvoidai. Right, whatever. It's so climbing a tree, doing something a little more dynamic or agile. Probably that's in l'fich vaydi to do, or even if it means schlepping. For example, let's say the Gemara talks about schlepping animals, or other items, whatever. But let's say a bike. Can you imagine a Shiva walking in the street with a bike? Or a cozy coop, or a big wheel, I don't know, any of these things. That is Eino Lefi Chvoidi. He's not Mechuyiv in that Hashava because it's Eino Lefi Chvoidi.
What do you do with the Maisim of the Gdel? In fact, Maisim, so this is almost a famous story. He went out in the middle of the mud to look for the lost pencil for the fellow in his house.
Right.
Big Tzadikim will be doing
so. We're going to see later on there is an Inim Mebel of Nimishes Adin to do. But all right, fine. Now let's give the cloud. What is this cloud? Let's see. Zokta Mechaba, how do you know if you fit that criteria of Zokta Min Alefik Vaidai? If it's Vaime Daita, if you have an Aime Das, Ilu Hayu Shalai, if it would have been yours, Imhaya Magzirin Latzmai, and you would have Taka returned it, then Kachai Vlaks Eshochaverai. If you would have done it, even though you're such a chash of a person, but you would have done it, then you're Mechuyiv to do it for your friend as well. But if you would not have done it for yourself, then you're not mechuyev to give it back. So the whole din of zakim lefi kvaida is something that you yourself wouldn't have returned it. If it was yours, you wouldn't have done it. If it was yours, you would have done it. Then you're mechuyev to do it for someone else. Look at this massive cotton base. Pirsh, what's the case? Im hayu munachin b'makum d'yesh lachu sheyignevu ayisavdu. You're afraid that it's going to be stolen or lost over there. And lo hayoboish machmes hezekoi, and because of the hezek, you would not have been embarrassed to return it for yourself. Then you're mechuyev to do it for somebody else. Prat in the sma, I just want to bring it out. Is that when it says that you would have done it for yourself, it doesn't mean that you wouldn't have been embarrassed. Avad that you would have been embarrassed, but you would have done it anyway. Right? That's Mufusha Priyitzkok says it like that, the Chazon Yecheskel. Avad that if you would have done it for yourself, even if you're embarrassed, you have no ptur that you're embarrassed, because you see you would have done it for yourself. And even if, let's say, now you don't schlep bikes in the street, you take a mensch. But if it was your bike and there was a few hundred dollars on the line, you would have schlepped the bike. Or even if it's none of you know, but if it's grada ovud, you would try to be matzel your bike, even though it's beneath your dignity, then you mechuyev to do it for somebody else as well. If it's in a matzav of a hefzid, you would do it, and you mechuyev to do it for someone else. It means the einel afi kvaydi has to be einel afi kvaydi, even if it means losing this item. So then you have the ptur of not doing it for someone else, even though your friend's going to lose this item. And you could have the same item the same bike, the same matziv, and sometimes you would, sometimes not. If it's a $50 bike, you might be mevat, tak it's beneath your dignity, and tak then you wouldn't be mechui for somebody else. But if it's a $500 bike, then you would do it for yourself. Oh, so if it's worth more money, you would do it for yourself, then you got to do it for someone else. Let's say there'll be a gold watch that fell under the car, or a diamond ring. I know, maybe Rabbi Tassiel would then, go under the car to pick it up. I don't know, you have to speak to him. So if that would be the case, then if there's a gold ring, a diamond ring, then he's mechuyif to do for somebody else too. There's no p'tur of any lafi chvaydai. If in that matzav, that aveda, that you would do, then you're mechuyif to do for somebody else. All right.
I'm talking about if you can pick up the object and you have to go to Seder, you have a time.
The Seder is not a p'tur of any lafi chvaydai.
To go to yeshiva, you have a certain time.
That's not a p'tur of enel. Maybe we'll go into tour of hefsid, another thing, but that's not a p'tur of enel. Now, the mechaber says a loshin, eino chayiv litapel behem. You're not mechuyiv to be metapel. Sounds like, that's it. You walk away, have a good day, no problem. You have no chayiv and no strings attached whatsoever. Shaila is like this. What would be if Grada, it's beneath my dignity to take a crawl under the car, but I could call somebody else. Yanko, come here. There's an aved in a car. Do me a favor and pick it up. Means, are you mechuyev to do it in an iPhone or get other people to help out? That is not beneath your dignity. It's beneath your dignity to be meisha, but you could do it in a way that's fine. And thereby being maxed the aveda to the bayam. Do you have that chiv? Or no? Once you have the p'tur zak min al vikvodei, you're pot in ganzen. Ein chayv latapel sounds like bye bye. Have a good day. I have nothing to do with this, and I'm off. So how does that work? So let's just bring it out. This is really lechera machlokes. The panum yafis, which is the aflah on kiseitze on this pasuk, says like this: that even by zakechen olafik kvoidai, if you could return it, if he could return it, ayideh shliach. Even if the shliach is not a bar chiva, let's say that person doesn't have his own chiv, he's a katan, whatever it is, you are mechuyiv to get a shliach, to call a shliach, to try to return it. Because you don't have the p'tur as a vayit. And even Taich is a pasuk like that. He said, why do pasuk say, v'salamta? And then it says, hoshi teshivim. So it says like this, v'salamta, you mechuyiv to be mesalim, kazakim ben alfi kvaydai. But hoshi teshivim, that double loshin, it's a loshin hifel, he says, you're supposed to still get, even though you have the p'tur of Lesukha Lesalim, you have the p'tur of Islam to Kazakim and Lefikvadai, still Hoshiv Teshivim, get other people to return it. You have a p'tur, but he's Mechuyiv to get other people to return it. He touches a posik, and that's how he buys his halakha.
The word Islam to be
Islam to ignore it. Just. But Hoshiv Teshivim, if you could do Ashav Aydei Achayim, Teshivim, and make sure somebody else will return it. Yeah, okay, good. But he's ma'asev that you're not mechuyev to hire a shliach to do. You're not mechuyev to spend money on this, but you are mechuyev, if you can get a shliach bechinim, you are mechuyev to do it. Now, Grada happens to be that this agav is not muskum, that din that you're not mechuyev to hire a shliach to be matzol, is bechal na pashit to the case of Kochim or Blim Reish Samakdal. There are others that you might, have a chiv to even hire somebody to return. There's Achiezer who says not, the chiv is not more than a shem bechinim. It's a big machloikis. But he names on that you're not mechuyev to hire somebody. So unless, if you can't get the money back, then for sure you're not mechuyev. So maybe that's what he means, that other people could return it, so the bailum won't have a hefsid, they won't have to pay anyone, and by you hiring, you're really going to cause the bailum a hefsid, forget. So you won't be reimbursed, but I'm not mechuyev to reimburse you. So then you're not mechuyev to hire somebody, but I think that you won't get reimbursed, and the bailum not going to reimburse you, because they could have gotten someone else to return it without having to pay. Maybe that's what he means. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like him, that you're not mechuyev to hire a shliach. I don't know where you got that from. Fine. Rav Moshe Grada has tshuvas written to Rav Goldberg. There was a sefer in English on Hashavas Aveda printed 30 years ago, something like that. And he has tshuvas from Moshe. So tshuva yud tes, Moshe nemzon for apashtis, avada yimuchiv to call other people to return, to help return this item, like the panam yavi. He doesn't call it the panam yavi, but he says it as well. And he said, because the svara is, whatever is beneath your dignity, you're not mechuyev to do. But calling other people is not beneath your dignity, so avada you are mechuyev to do. The p'tur only goes as ayvait. If you taka could call other people, then avada you mechuyev to do it.
What do you do with the lashon? Personally,
I guess. I guess. And I have to help him personally. Good. Now, it happens to be there's a Gedule Shmuel and Daf Lamed. The Gedule Shmuel and Bava Metzi and Nemza are not like that. The Gedule Shmuel says that Lifnim Mishur Sadin, the Zakin should call somebody else to return. If I say he named on that the Patur Vesalamte is an absolute Patur and you're part of a Chalif and you're not Mokhif to call somebody. Just Lifnim Mishur Sadin, then you could do it.
Not only that, Allah should help us to go one step further. His Salamte implies that. You disappear from it. So if you're saying, if I'm sending a shliach, I'm not disappearing anywhere.
Yes, you want to say it's Meduikim Vesalamta like that. I have no problem. And what's a Svara? Ay, L'chayro. Azoivait, I don't have Bezoin, so why don't I have a Chiv to call somebody? So he says the pshat is, because the mitzvah tashav is aved is a mitzvah ala guf. So you're mechuyif to do. That mitzvah never was matal alecha, a chiv to call other people. So memele, if you can't do it yourself, that's it, walk away. You never have a chiv, maybe gmilas chesed, but you never have a chiv, a shavas aveda, to get others involved. Memele, he says that to the extent that you're pato, al tzvei salamta, you're not mechuyif to get others.
When it's a responsibility,
where does he know that it's a mitzvah ala guf? I don't know, but that's what he said. Tell us al gufai.
That's what do you get around
him? I hear. It's a better than the lashon, but
that means that if he has an avenger on two panels and he calls someone else to pick it up, he's over
salam. If he has an avenger down and he calls someone else to pick it up, he's over. But we once discussed all over the beginning of Rishon Antes at Enochnami. If two people are walking in the street. Oh, well, it's totally with Reb Chaim over there. Remember that if you hold it, it's Vesalam Tishtendix, and then you're ready, over if someone else picked it up. But if you hold that, like the Rishon is mashma, that you're not over Vesalam to, as long as you shamer it till somebody comes, so you'll be good. I'm watching it, I'll get somebody to come, and then I'll be fine. So it won't be a problem.
Okay, so that works better with the motion of Sakhra, because then he doesn't have
but this person is Zakmin Levikvod never had a chiv v'salamta in the first place. He never had a chiv losukul v'salamta in the first place. He's supposed to be v'salamta.
He himself can do it.
Right, so that's it. And I don't have any other chiv. There's no other chiv in the Shavas Aveda other than myself. And if I don't have myself, I'm potter. I walk away. That's what he says. And the ma'ase is it's mavur.
You just said Reb Chaim, you're just being shomer is enough.
No, Reb Chaim has a cheshvan of v'salamta. It's every second. We discussed Rishon Tes. It's every second, and it's really masukin at the end when you do return it. But if you see it and you store for a second and someone else chaps it first, so you never masakin at the end, we once said that Lord Reb Chaim, Yitaka Yiv Allah. Two people walking on the road and they both see it, whoever gets the second is going to be over the lot.
Because says if you show me, somebody.
Right, I'm saying the Rishonim are mashma that you'd
no,
be
but
fine.
If you do that, then there's not in the Lefi Chvod anymore.
No, I'm just. Well, maybe to be shamed to someone else would be Lefi Chvod. You have to know how wide you're allowed. What's beneath your bezoin? But anyway, over here it's not again. Over here, he was talking about a different person. Over here, you have a ptur v'salamta, and it's now the ma'is is when he says it's only chiv agufi, not mechiv to call others. There's a Mordechai in Baba Basra and many achrayim mafush faket lechayra. They say over there by the dinner of shemichinim hayolu lekandem roim of a maklis to call roim to help out to thwart off these lions and bears or whatever. So there, the Mordechai says, and other than sivis, a lot of achrayim say avada midin hashem. Shabbos Aveda, you're mechuyiv to call Rayim. Now, if you learn like the Gedul Shmuel, Shabbos Aveda is only a mitzvah on me, and never mechuyiv to call anyone. If I'm potter, I'm potter. So, what's he talking about? What are they doing? So, luchay, it's mefush, not like Gedul Shmuel. Unless he's tiny like this, he's a push a bit, but the Gedul Shmuel was only talking about in this case that I'm potter. I'm potter legarmi, and I never have a chiv to call someone else. Over there, by Hayolo Lakanim Marim of Amaklois, once I do call the Royim, I'm going to help the Royim fight off the lions as well. So I will be matzel the Aveda or matzel the Chavitz just with the help of a Royim. So my personal chiv to be matzel, I can't do it alone. So my personal chiv is mechay me to call help to help me in my chiv of being matzel. But over here, where I don't have a chiv at all because I have a ptur of Isanta, then I'm not mechiv to call somebody else either.
My shema to Aveda. I mean, it's understood. The
No, but they say that even as medin hashav zayid, even if you be an outsider, not a shayma, you also have the din. You have to be mekadim b'raim of a maklis. Some say not be mekadim good, but once it's there, you mechuyev to call roim and save al tashav zaveda. Mordechai quotes the Truvis Maram.
Mokum shehu, and it's not ein l'fi choloi. If it's under the car and I stand outside and I don't go under the car, I stand there, it's l'fi choloi.
But you're going to stand there, it's not going to help you.
Stand there until somebody else comes along and then I tell him to go get it.
But if I'm not mechuyev to call somebody else, you're going like, I am mechuyev to call someone else or not? Well, If you are not mechuyev to go zonas, I'm not mechuyev.
No, just like the rain. I that's part of my shmira. I watch it.
Oh, you mean like this?
Somebody else now.
So I watch it in a way of yeah, but that's neither. Yeah, it's funny because neither it's nothing because I'm not doing a hashiv even by picking it up because I didn't pick it up. I'm just standing there to watch it. Yeah, but I won't be over the sickle of
zalim.
Right here.
That kind of shmira is a good.
I hear, but I hear.
That's what I'm saying.
Good. I hear. Yeah, I think that's partial. I should have said it. I think that like to do lishmul avad that even if he holds it, not mechuyev to call others, but if you could contact the owner, to the phone number, avad you mechuyev to call the owner. Because that's you. You're doing it. You're not doing idei achem. I have a p'tur not mechuyev to schlep it, but at least I could call the owner and say your item is on 5th Street in Forest, you have a bike on the corner. To make a phone call?
Okay,
I don't know what. Wait, I'm gonna see if I can make a phone call in the street. I don't know. I don't know the daggers, but if you can't make the phone call.
Why is that
called
Shmir?
Means
pick it up and take it back.
No.
I mean, Makai should be Makai. Maybe you don't have Chiv Shmir because you never picked it up, but I got the item back to its owner. Lechayy should be Makai that Halacha.
I don't get it then. I'm coming to a bike. It's not Lefi Chavoda for me to take it back, but it's Lefi Chavoda to make a call, so then I'm Mechuyev,
so
you're making that.
So I might be Mechuyev to make that phone call. Just like Rav Moshe upon the office, I'm mechuyev to call other people because that's bechal. That's not that's so. Even the gedulei shmul holds not. The gedulei shmul only holds because I only have a chiv al aguf and not mechuyev to call other people to get other people to make shlichim because it's a mitzvah al aguf. But making the phone call is a guf, right? It's my guf who's making the phone call, so that's my chiv to make that phone call and I get the bialim back.
I see the bike there. And it's not a chiv voto for me to schlep it, but I'm mechuyev to walk over that, read the name off of it.
If that's bechalal, if that's not beneath your dignity, then lechayim like this, lechayra, why not? Lechayra. Now, it happens to be there's a ritva in Shavuos is mashma like this that you take not mechuyev to call others because the ritva lishita so he holds as dafka talmud chacham and not by other mechubadim. He says a lashin. Oh, therefore, by other mechubadim, by an ish mechubad ba'alma, there's no p'tor. This is Lishita. I say, good, but what does he say? There's no p'tor. And he's mechuyev la'achzir oy sheyitin mi sheyaseh b'mkoymai. Since he doesn't have the p'tor, he's mechuyev to find someone else. He passed nitch, it's beneath the dignity, but he doesn't have the p'tor because you have to be a tamu chakam later at all. He's mechuyev to call other people and get him to take his place and return. If vice does, had he had the p'tor of Zakim ve'en al-fiq v'adeh, he is not mechuyev to call other people to help out to return it. So it would sound like the Gedul Lishita. However, you can get out of it. It just means that, let's say, you can call other people by paying them, and you're not mechuyev to hire, or you can call other people with a lot of tircha, and the tircha is enu lefi chvoidcha, by calling the other people, calling in the street, hey, Yanko, come here! That's also enu lefi chvoidcha to do, so you wouldn't be mechuyev to do it out this din, but if you're stuck, because you hold like the Ritva that it's only a Tamil Chacham, then you stuck, so you're going to have to call that other person, but it'll be the better of the two evils. It's better than calling another person than mamish schlepping it in the street. But so it's because it's not so mechik, but it's a good shaila to know how vayt you mechuyev to do, because if you attack a hold like the remotion this thing, then hanechrami, you would have to do technically everything to the point where it's a bazoin, but everything else you'd be mechuyev to do. All right, let's
calling is like what said the Mashgiach himself. Calling somebody over to get the ball from the car wouldn't pass the Mashgiach to do that.
It wouldn't pass for him to do it?
No. Hello, Yaakov, come over and get the ball.
No?
No.
All right, sorry. Okay.
I wouldn't think so.
Oh, yeah. Mashgiach can't call somebody to get the ball? All right, fine. Okay, I don't have enough kavanah Torah, I guess. Okay, I don't understand why, but okay, fine. And you see, you should call Bishus, but if the guy's here, he can't say Yanko to get the wool under the car. Because, all right. Fine. Okay, I don't see what the design is. Okay, fine. Let's move on. One more interesting halacha that Priyitzchak is medayik from Taisus and Shavuos. Taisus is bothered. It's a whole lot dumb. It's indirectly bothered. Not really, but he has a klal that something which is a bezoyin, like by Kfeir HaMeis, a bezoyin, you are allowed to be mevatel mitzvah b'shev al tase. However, to be even poishet bigdoy b'shuk, to be an arum, avada, that's a bezoyin gadol, and you're not mechuyev to. If it, The only reason why you mechiv to be boishta big the b'shuk by klayim, even though it's a bazayin gadol, because there it's a bekum vaseh, you're being over Allah by wearing it. But anything b'shev al taseh and it's a bazayin gadol, the Gemara says you have a p'tur. As bazayin gadol, you have a p'tur. And Tosfos says by zakamin l'fikvoida these cases, he says these cases are not a bazayin gadol. They're only a little bazayin. It's a little bazayin. So then you need this p'tur, or then you have this p'tur of zakamin l'fikvoida. But if it be a bazayin gadol, then you have Algemeine Ptur of Bezayin Gadol B'Shev Al Taseh. So Zog to Pri Yitzchak, a beautiful cheshbon. So he says like this. Unbelievable. Or Gadda Toysei, I should really mention, Toysei says another thing, that if you see somebody about to take the Aveda Be'issa, and going to keep it and not return it, so then he, and by you not acting, it's going to cause an Issa to come about. Even Memela is going to cause. Toysei said that maybe that's considered Kum Vasei, and you won't have the Ptur Bezayin Gadol. Good, but when you have the Ptur, because by you not acting, you're causing an issa al yodcha. It's an issa al yodcha, a bekum vasei is happening, because someone's going to do a maisa b'yadayim to steal. So it's not your maisa, it's someone else's maisa, but you caused it. That's what he said. I read it. It's two truths from what he said. Just hold the makshava for a minute. So Zog to Pri Yitzchak, that if Ad Kan, we have a klal, you would have done it for yourself, you mechuyev to do it for someone else. If you wouldn't have done it for yourself, you're not mechuyev. That's also a regular p'tur of zakim ben alfi chvaydai. But if it's something is bezoyin gadol, there then stam azoyapata. Memeli says, and if it will be a bezoyin gadol, let's say going naked, is a bezoyin gadol, Taisa says. If something will be a bezoyin gadol, then even if you would have done the bezoyin gadol for your own hefsid, still, you're not mechuyev to do it for someone else. Because bezayin gadol, you're potter from mitzvahs. You would have done it for yourself. You don't have the p'tur of zakamin l'fikvayda. You have a new p'tur called bezayin gadol. Means if Rambam Tesio would retrieve his own gold watch from under a car, let's say, but it's still a bezayin gadol maybe. So he did it for himself, but he still will be potter. He doesn't have to do it for someone else. Because even though he doesn't have the p'tur of zakamin l'fikvayda, because you see he did it for himself, but he will have the p'tur of bezayin gadol. Bezayin gadol, you're not mechuyev to do. That's a Pri Yitzchak, a Blitz Chiddush. It's a Gavaldika Cheshbin Alpi that Tosfos. You have to know if today is Muskim, but that's a Pri Yitzchak.
So, what did it have to do with the Tosfos?
Because no, because Tosfos shows that there's two different dinim. Tosfos shows that there's a Ptur called Bezayin Gadol, and a Ptur Zakar Ben Levikvod is only when it's a regular Bezayin, not Bezayin Gadol. So, Memeila Zakar Pri Yitzchak, even if you don't have the regular Ptur, you'll still have the Ptur Bezayin Gadol.
No, I meant the case where the person was doing the
Ganeva. Oh, I wanted to show you that even the Pri Yitzchak, let's say your Bezayin Gadol will cause, let's say someone's about to steal that watch from underneath the car. So then Rambam Tesio can say, oh, I have a p'tur of Bezayin Gadol. Because like Tosfos says, that's considered Kum Vasei, but Bezayin Gadol doesn't help you for Kum Vasei. All right, fine. Let's move on to Siv. I want to try to finish the Siman tonight. We still have a little more left here. Okay, Siv Beis. The Gemara has a shayla. I just want to give you a quick hakdama. The Gemara has a shayla. If let's say an aved is besada, and it's not a problem for you to pick up the aved in a sada, that's not beneath your dignity because no one's around. But you have to get it back to the city, so you're going to have to walk through the city as well. So eventually, at the end of the chazara, you're going to now have a bazillion in the city. What's the din right now? You're in the sada, you found this aved in the sada. Do we say that Ayois, you'll never be able to return it to the city, back to the Bailam, because there you'll have a bazayin, so you're ready, potter now in the Sada, not Mechiv, to pick it up? Or do we say, punk fakert, that since here in the Sada it's not a bazayin, so you're Mechiv to pick it up in the Sada? Oh, now that you're Mechiv to pick it up, so once you picked it up and you chay bashava, now you got to return it even in the city. Which way do we go?
There is an instalam to some. There's no instalam to problem according to the saying. So I should you make some book with you, whether it's a bazillion or not. You just said instalam. There's no instalam to. So according to your judgment, there's no instalam. I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah, but if I know by me picking it up, no. I will never get a chazara in the city because I'm not going to return it because I have bezayin there, so then I might not have the chiv to pick it up in the first place.
I know the swar. I'm saying that I'm just giving support for the other swar because if the salamta's down, there's no salamta now.
But I could hear this.
No, I'm just saying once I picked it up and I have a chiv, washi tushim, that's not a tour of Aino Fichvoda. That's what I'm saying.
That's not so partial what you just said, but we'll have to get to it. But that's the shayla of the Gemara. Which way do we go? And it's Gemara de la'if shato, so the shayla how we pass and pasha, we pass in l'churman. That's how the Rambam would be the mechava. Let's see. Sak to mechava. Ha'idak yolak ze kelim ke'elu besoda. If it is the derek to return it in the soda, just vein dak yolak zirin be'ir, but it's not the derek to return it in the city, u'motzen be'ir, enu chayiv lak, so you're not mechuyiv to give them back. Matzim besada, but if you found them in the sada, Be here, you're not mechuyv to give back. But if matzim besada, if you found the besada chayv la'achzir, you're mechuyv to give them back. Ad sheyigiyu lushus abaylam, you have to give it all the way home. Va'av pi sharei niknas bem le'ir vein darko bekach. So what? Since it's a suffix, so we pask in l'chumra that you mechuyv to pick it up in the sada because over here there's no bezayin. And once you picked it up and you have a chiv hashava, you're mechuyv to go all the way home with it, even back to the baylam. That's how the mechaber paskins. Poshet comes along the Rama and argues, V'yeshayim is a rush. V'yeshayim is a k'tirama d'lo yangzi b'ir. Do not return it in the city. El yachnisenem nasad l'ir v'yanechena. From the sada, bring it till the boundary of the city, till where you're going to start having bezayin. Right now you're going to have starting bezayin, put it down right here. At least you've made it a little better. There's a greater chance that it'll get back to the Bailam, because in the sada it's really going to get lost. In the city, there's a good chance it'll get back to the Bailam. Here you're not mechuyv to return it because you have a bezayin, but in the sada you didn't have a bezayin, so then you're mechuyv to do it. That's how the Rosh paskins.
What? Here was Ravak, this would be true.
Why?
Because it's for sure going to get lost.
So what? It's still better than being in the sada that is mamish nothing. It's better. It's better. You're doing something. You're doing God something for the Bailam. So much better. Oh, so good. So that's what it says over here. Yeah, so comes along the Sma and teaches the Ramah. What's the Ramah talking about? Why? How do we have this? Remember, the Gemara Shaila was to the two extremes, Pashas. Do we say that since you have a besada, you have to do a beer? Do simply say you don't have it a beer, you don't even do a besada. And there are rush making up shah. Do a besada, but don't do a beer. What's going on? So Zakta Sma, towards the end of Sivkot and Gimel, he likes this pshat that the Masak Rosh Lafig Yisrael say lo yibay be Gemara eli ikai gav nepata af besada. He had a different pshat in the Gemara Shaila. The whole Shaila was that you pata besada, given the lamati lasa tashava malyo. Allah, you're not pata besada. I will be ear pshitalei. It was pashit to him the entire class. That was Pashit, that Avadi never mechuyv to do Be'er. And the whole Shal of the Gemara was Besada, and we pass in Lechumra, so Memela Besada do it, but Be'er don't do it. That's what the Sma says. If you look in the Rosh, it really doesn't stim so well in the Dvarim of the Rosh. It sounds like the Rosh, that was the Rif, but the Rosh really had a different pshat. So comes along the Daki Moshe and the Taz, and they say a different pshat in the Rosh. Kavaldik pshat, Halt Chedron, the beautiful pshat. And they say like this, really, Avada the Shaila was Sai Besod, the Sai Be'ir. And we only behold always Sveika L'chumra. So you really had supposed to have done it in both places. But Zak the Rosh, you're a Talmud Chacham. And this is Rush says this. You're a Talmud Chacham. You're going to be machmir and be mezalzel bekovid. It's a zilzul kvay teira. It's an asa to do. You know, it's a deraisa pashas. You now be mezalzel in your kvay teira. So on the one hand, we have a shalom, maybe you're mechuyv to do it. On the other hand, we have a problem. Whoa, it's a suffix, deraisa of zilzul kvay teira. So you're stuck. What are you going to do? Which one is zadif? It's like the Rush of Pshara. Pasha Chedron. He says, copy the sada. Where in the sada you don't have zilzul kvay teira. So then you're mechuyv to do. Why not? It's a suffix, and yet there's no downside. So sveika l'chachmi, you're supposed to do it. But clappy the ear that there's a suffix, maybe you have a zilzul kvay teira, because really you're not mechuyv to do it. And now you're being mezalzel kvay teira. So Sheval Tazit, don't do anything. Put it down. Don't do it. Because otherwise you're being oyven issa. How could I say to be machmi, to be meshav avedim in a suffix, if I'm going to be oyven issa in zilzul kvay teira? So memela, don't do anything, and that's why you put it down in the ear. Very good.
That would be only by a chacham, but not by a zokim.
Oh. It's very good. So the loitis pshat would only be by a chacham, not by a zakim. Mashenkin loitis smas pshat, that in the city there was never a shailo, then in a chanami, then even by shar zakenim or whatever, shar mechubadim, avad you still be part of the year. But loitis pshat in a chanami, you have to read Ramah, that's only talking about a chacham. Sorry? So the halach is that a chacham is allowed to be meichel al kvoidoi, but he's not allowed to be meichel al bizyoinoi. Kvaydei shemachol is machol, but bezayinai, you know, be machol. Bezayinai, tamu chazal be machol. Bezayinai tayra, it's not even up to him to be machol. So if it's bezayinai tayra, avad it's an issa.
Why need the pasuk?
Why? Who says it's talking about the cases of bezayin? Who says it's talking about a case of bezayin? And also, we're telling you now. Anyway, in Sefala, we said that the haptura of zakim inal vikvayde is even for someone who's not a tamu chacham.
I'm saying if
Kabit Hamachakam, so you have to say your pato even when it's not a bezayin, when they're just not enelafik vayde, when they're just doesn't pass so much, but it's not an emes of bezoin. If it's not an emes of bezoin, then you.
It's not always true, then.
You have to. But in this case, to schlep this, which is a bezoin for you to schlep it in the city, and Echnami will have this halacha. And Rekiv Eger explains, let me just explain this because it's a geshmak acheshmen. You see, in the Gemara Lachari, not like that. The Gemara said that once you picked it up, the Gemara had to show which way to go. And the Gemara said, no, maybe that since in the Sada you muchiv to pick it up, and once you picked up in the Sada, then you muchiv to even return it in the city. It's as if once you picked up, you have the chiv, then you got to go all the way. So what's the Rosh saying? Lachari, once you picked it up, you got to go all the way. All right, you can now have a tour of Zilzul Kvay Taira. Zokta Rekiv Eger, no, Avada. By Zakamin and Lefi Chvaydi, Taisis says this, the Rosh will hold like Taisis, that a Zakamin and Lefi Chvaydi, even if he will pick it up, if he emissa really has a Ptur, he will not have a Chiv Hashava. He will not be Mukhiv to carry through with the Zajava, even if he picked it up, I'm not Lashiv. He is a Ptur and it's a blank Ptur, blank Ptur, he's Pata absolutely no matter what, even if he picked it up. But the Gemara was saying that maybe because in the Sada you don't have Bezoin, there you mechuyif to pick it up because there you chay b'ashav because you don't have Bezoin over there. Oh, so it means on that side you have an emes achiv. Oh, if you have emes achiv, rather then you mechuyif to give it back to the Bailam. But to the extent that we're mesupik which way to pask, and it's Ziboya, the Leif Shet in the Gemara, and there's a tzad that even though in the Sada you didn't have a Bezoin, but you're ready not mechuyif in the Sada to pick it up because you'll never be able to return it in the city. And it's a suffix. So even if you want to be machmir in the Sada, Sveika Lechumra, but benegay to the ear, you have right to a suffix. Am I mechuyiv to return it or not? Was I ever mechuyiv to return it? Even though I've picked it up, maybe I'm still not mechuyiv to return it because I had the p'tur even in the Sada. So now it's emes suffix. I emes suffix. Better al zuzu kvayter and not be oivenis and put it down and don't return it in the city. I mean, the kids of the Rosh holds and Taisus holds that by Zakamin Lefi Kvaydi, even if you pick it up, you're not mechuyiv to return. That means you don't have a chiyav hashava just because you pick it up. The p'tur of this alamta is a p'tur even after you picked it up. It doesn't make a difference. Even if you picked it up, I'm not sloshed. Mameli says that's the geshmak of pshat.
So why did you say lefnim mishus adin?
We're going to see. Lefnim mishus adin might not be ahead to later Rosh either. We're going to get to Pelinad and Siv Gimel. Fine. So come down to some machlokes. How do we paskin? So the way we paskin, the Aruch HaShulchan says the ik is like the machaba, that you are mechuyev to turn it in even in a city, and he's medayk like that, and the goyim of cotton basils like that. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the same thing from a different cheshbon. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the yori shemaim yachmel atzvay bishal toira, that since it's a suffik deraisa to return. And the Rambam holds you mechuyev to return it. So it's a suffik deraisa. You should be machmin. You should return it even in the city. That's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav said. It means, anytime it's a suffix, but after suffix, second rise, and look how you should return it. It's a pillow on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. What do you mean? I hold good for the Rosh holds. The Rosh also knows it's a Sveika deraisa, but the Rosh holds out Zuzu Kvay Torah. You should not be over in Issa and be makhnas yourself to a Suffolk to return, because you're being makhnas yourself to Suffolk Issa of Zuzu Kvay Torah. So what's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav saying out of Suffolk you should return? L'chay, you have a Zuzu Kvay Torah, which is an Issa, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav himself holds like that, which is the Raman Tziv Gimel, that you should not be doing Lefnim Rishus Adin if it's a Zuzu Kvay Torah. So what's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav doing over here? So I think Prachar Pshat of Shulchan Aruch HaRav is that Hayoyis, it's a Machloikis Rambam in Rosh, if Zilzul Kvay Torah here plays an effect. You see, because the Rambam didn't hold it a problem. Rambam holds him to return it even Be'ir. So Hayoyis, it's a Sofik. So the Rosh Taka holds that Zilzul Kvay Torah, you shouldn't get involved in the Sofik. Bezeidah. But Lididan, we see the Rambam, we see the Rosh. We have our own Sofik. I have a regular Sofik, Chiv Midaraisa to return on Shabbos Aveidah. And I don't know if Zilzul Kvay Torah here Bechla passes, because the Rambam says it doesn't pass. So for me, I have a suffix deraisa to return. I don't really have a good tour to pata because I'm not sure if I'm entering as Issa. So I thought I should return. I should be machma bishal tayyah and return. Bishlaima later on by lifnim mishus adin, where it's never chiv, it's only lifnim mishus adin. So then you should be machma like the Rosh and not be nichnas into an Issa or suffix Issa zilzul kvay tayyah. But over here, we have a real suffix deraisa to return in front of you, and you don't know that you're being even Israel Zilzul Kvay Torah, because Raman says there is no Zilzul Kvay Torah. So Memele, you should return it.
I don't really understand what you're saying. On one hand, you have a suffix derisa one way, a suffix derisa the other way. How does it work out?
No, because here you have a suffix, but even in the Rosh has the regular suffix altogether, because on the Tzad Yimuchiv to return it, you don't have the Brahma Kvay Torah.
Right,
the Boilo Yishu. So that's even the Rosh. But I'm saying that even more, the Rambam holds that even that's not a problem, that the Rambam negates the whole Rosh. The Rambam says there's no Zilzul Kvay Torah in the first place. So if that's the case, and I have a Vadi Safik Chiv in front of me, and I don't have a Ptur at all, I don't know if there's a Zilzul Kvay Torah at all, so I have Vadi, then I should go ahead and return it. All right, let's try to chaperine. Let's try to finish up here. V'chein zok the Rambam in matza behema v'kisha. If you have a behema and you hit it, nischayv letapo bo, you mechuyv to be metapo with it or lagzira. Avo bishenu lefi chvoidei sharei hischel b'mitzvah, because you started with it. Once you maschel b'mitzvah, you mechuyv to finish. It's yezakavenu lefi chvoidei, and you're not mechuyv to return this behema, but you hit it, you started. Once you start, you mechuyv to finish the mitzvah. That's. Now the Pasha Pshat of the Rambam, the Loshon Shavei Hizchel B'mitzvah, the Rishonim HaMedayek, it's mashma. This man brings it down Sifkan Dalet. It's mashma. There's nothing to do with the fact that you trained the animal, you taught the animal to be wild, or you started to hit it, and you trained it to go into new terrain, and you're being mazik the bailam by being machik the animal away from the bailam. No, it's a verse because once you're maschil b'mitzvah, you'll be mechuyv to go in with the mitzvah. You had a right not to touch it, but once you hit it and you start the mitzvah, then you're mechuyv to be going with the mitzvah.
That's only where it's a sub. If there was a bizoid. But let's say if it's a valid bezoyin and
you're hiskum a mitzvah. Once you're hiskum a mitzvah, then you have the chiv mitzvah. There's no p'tura bezoyin.
There's
no p'tura bezoyin.
There was no mitzvah in the first place. So the
I've added it here too. It's a zokimin alafi chvoida. You have no mitzvah to return this animal over here. No. That was the previous case. This case, it's in the city. And you have a vaday no mitzvah to return it. But once I hit it and I start, now I'm a chiv to return it. I'll maskal be mitzvah. What mitzvah is maskal? I just told you before, the Rosh and Tosis both hold. And the Rikivega just said to Rosh that there's no din of maskal b'mitzvah by zakavin lefikvoida. Even once you picked it up, you're not mechuyv to return it. Even if you had a mind to return it, there's no maskal b'mitzvah. You have a p'tur in the Torah. What mitzvah are you being maskal? So Rosh Hashulchan wants a taina like you taina before, that these Rishonim hold, the Rambam and Rashi is much like this, that the whole p'tur of v'salamta, it's meduk in the Pasuk, is only a p'tur to the chiyav of losucha lazalim. Normally have losucha lazalim, here is salamta. But there's never a p'tur on the mitzvah saseh of hosha teshivin. The whole p'tur is only been neged to the loy saseh. So if I never picked it up, I never moved it, peseda, losucha lazalim, no, you're a zakim v'salamta. But you started to return it. Oh, you started to hosha teshivin. Now it's too late. Now you got to, you have a chiyav mutal alech hosha teshivin. Now you got to finish off with the mitzvah.
How could you put it down by the ear then?
And a chanami. Loy dar chashukhan pshatin this ram. And in Hanami, once you've been maskal b'mitzvah, you would not have the cheshen rikivega, means the teretz of that commercial won't pass. Because once you picked it up in the sada and you have a chiv mitzvah, you would be mechuyv to carry through all the way even into the city. Because once you started, you got to finish. And that was Shita's Tosis in the Rosh. That holds not like that. They hold that, like Rikivega explains, that no, you don't have a din vash of the chiv. The p'tur is absolute. But in the Rambam, Shita Roch Hashukhan wants a taina that the p'tur is only on Lo Sukhul Azalam and not on the mitzvah vash of the chivim.
So it's implying the same thing applies to that case before.
And therefore?
No, so that's why, because you were maskal the mitzvah, but you took it up in the sudden, and therefore you have to bring it back.
It's a similar case, but
what the same
longest. So Lachari could be but over there, okay, fine. So you're trying to think Masha the Lomdis is because you're maskal b'mitzvah. That I agree with you, but what's the Lomdis of why maskal b'mitzvah works? So Orkha Shukin says because you have a chiva shava hoshet teshivim because the tour was never on hoshet teshivim. The Truma Zakri says a different shot. The Truma Zakri says a very nice pshat. He says that normally l'sukha l'salam you have a p'tur v'salamta because ain't l'fi chvaydai. But what happens if the zakim was meichel on his kavod and he started to return? If he was meichel on his kavod, once he started to return, then avad is mechuyv l'hashiv teshivim. Even Zilza Torah, if he was meichel, even if he can't have the mechuyv, I don't know, if he was mevat here, if it's zilzal mamish, if it's no, the whole point is that he's not allowed. He's over in Nisa. But let's say the guy was over there because it's not biyodai to be mevater. Okay, good. Let's say it's a regular case that he's moichel al kvoidai with not to the dag of a bezoin. Or let's say he kisha. Let's say that wasn't beneath his dignity to do. Once he did, he started the mitzvah, and he started in an oifen that he was mevata on his kavod. So he was meichel on his kavod. So the oifen of his mechila, he will have the chiv of leisucha lezalim because he doesn't have the p'tur v'salamta. So once he started, then avadi he has to carry through. Once it's chal, now he has the mitzvah to be goimri. Not because the p'tur is only on leisucha lezalim and not on v'hashitira. Avadi the p'tur is on everything. But once you start, you show that you were meichel on your kavod to start, then the chiv was chal, and now you got to carry
that's
through.
That's enough to mean that the first one won't follow.
Correct.
By the Sada, won't follow.
By the Keser Sada, it's a whole different lumb. There's a Keser Sada, anyway, you have a starting the Chiv. Because in the Sada, you anyway have the Chiv. Because in the Sada, there's no Bezoyin. So once you started in the Sada, like that's out of the Gemara. So, Avada, once you mask of a mitzvah, you have to be going. Now, there's a pshat in the Smai, brings down from the Beis Yosef, one pshat, that the Rambam, when he says Hiskel B'mitzvah, doesn't mean the word that once you mask of a mitzvah, you have to be going. He means something entirely different. He means because you're taka teaching it to be wild. How does it fit in the word Shariz Hiskel B'mitzvah? So he's matchik, he says, me'achish hizko b'mitzvah, v'mlo yigmiren, if you don't finish the mitzvah, yimshech me'aschola hezik l'bala aveda, because you taught it anki nagri b'riyasa, that's why you have a chiv to be goyim. Very shver in the lashon of maschil b'mitzvah, hizko b'mitzvah. You show him touch up the Rambam, the word is, because once you b'mask of b'mitzvah, you have to be goyim. Now, what's the din of Ekisha? So I knocked the animal. What was my kavana when I knocked, when I chased the animal, and now I was maskal b'mitzvah? What is it? So the Taz says at the end of the Sif, at the end of the Simen, actually, he says, even if he didn't do it b'derech hashava, rak b'derech misasek ba'alma, he was misasek and he knocked the animal. Once he starts, it's as if he's the mitzvah chal and he got to finish. Now you have to know how vite misasek, because if the chumas akri is because you were meichel on your kavod, if you misasek, you weren't concentrating, I don't know if you have the mevata on your kvayde at all. You have to know what he means misasek ba'alma. But the ma'aseh, the chumas akri himself says also, it didn't have to be b'derech hashava. You didn't have to have a kavana when you were chasing the animal, when you hit the animal, that you meant to be meshevit labailam. Just once it started to move, you mavata on your covet, once you schal, oh, now it's schal, and you have a chiv to take it all the way. However, the Meiri in Bab Metzi and Daf Lamed Beis says, he gives a hagdara, beautiful, it's maybe doesn't stim so well with these achrayim. He says that when you hit the animal, hikisha is only if you madrich it, you started to be madrich it back to the bailam, you try, or back to a safe place. You tried to do something to elas habailam. Even if it wasn't a kavana of a chazara gemura, but you're trying to do some form of ashava or level of ashava. But let's say you just scream at the animal to chase it out of the sada, so to me, that ain kana schola b'mitzvah klal, and the avada, you're not going to have this chiyav of kivin shiyischo b'mitzvah. I mean, he learned about it, kivin shiyischo b'mitzvah, but if you weren't doing it for some form of ashava, some hadracha, then you're not going to have this chiyuv.
What else do you call a mitzvah for? What mitzvah is it unless it's ashava?
So you have to do some form of hadracha, l'chayra. Yeah, and the Aruch HaShulchan says lahedya over here also that if the word is out maschal b'mitzvah, you have to have kavana, mam, he goes all the way, you have to have daitai l'ashiva. If you das l'ashiva, then you have a maschal b'mitzvah. If not, you don't have the zin of maschal b'mitzvah. Fine, so it's a shayla. So at the end of the day, just to pull out, is even though we pass the mechaba on the first half, that once you start besada, you got to do beir. But there's a machloikis, the taisis in the rush hold that by zakmin levikvayda, even if he picks up and starts to return it, beisai doesn't have the chiyuv, and it's only by behemah because you taught the behemah to be wild, you're a mazik. But if it be other items, you don't. And the Rambam holds and mechaba holds pashas that it's on all items because of a svar of a hiskol b'mitzvah, and now you have to know what the lumdus is. Is it because like the chumas akri because you start to be mavata and now the mitzvah was chal, or the aruch hashulchan the patur is only on lusukul asalim and not on the mitzvah of hashiv teshivim. Let's try to chaperai one more if it's very important. Even when you have the p'tur, but if you want to be hoylich, some akrinim say it's only if you normally are hoylich b'derech atov yosha, then you have this inyan alafnim mishazadin. But whatever. But alafnim mishazadin, don't invoke this p'tur of zakim yon alafi kvoidai. You should try to be maxer it anyway. Zakter Ramah v'yesh chokin v'oisrin la'agza hoyl v'enu lefi kvoidai elam roitzi lekanis lefnim minashura yishalim mikisa, and then you should pay out of your pocket. But don't be machmir to return lefnim shezedin, and on the other hand being even isa b'mizalzo b'kvoy toira. And avad over here too, Zakter Aruch HaShulchan, it's only when you're talking about a Talmud Chacham. Avad, if you're an usher or a chashev mishpacha and you're a mechubit because of something else, there's no zilzun kvoy toira. Avad, then you should be machmir lefnim shezedin. We're only talking about over here as a kavod atayra, and then you shouldn't be machmir lefnim shezedin because you're being mizalzo in the isa of kvoy toira.
What was the lefnim mishus adin? We learned the whole time. Wasn't that in the mitzvah? But there's no mitzvah here.
Right.
Before when we learned.
No, the lefnim mishus adin. Other people are mechuyev to be magzer.
We learned before when we learned the whole din.
Which one?
I don't know.
Oh, that over there when the guy has a yish or whatever.
What was the case? There was still an inyan of Ashava?
It's by everyone. It's all, everyone has an inyan left. The Mishra said din.
Pay you for it.
One second. So here the Rosh wants to hold that the Lefnei Mishra said din to have the best of both worlds. The Rosh has a problem. Mitzad Echot is an inyan Lefnei Mishra said din to try to not invoke the Ptura Zakim in Lefik Kvaitai. But on the other hand, we don't want you to be over the Issa Zuzul Kvaitai. So he makes a Pshara and pay instead. You can't schlep the item back because it's a Zuzul. So instead, what you should do is you should really pay the Bailam. And it's only going to work, the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out, when you know who the Bailam are. So you can pay them. If you don't know who the Bailam are, it's not going to help you. You don't have this eight that you're trying to pay the Bailam. And then
say, okay, this is where it's
but how am I ever going to find out who the Bailam are? If I don't take the Aveda because it's a Zuzul, I'll never be able to track it down. My male Zakhtar Shulchan Aruch Rav, he's torn which way to go. He has no Machria. Mitzadech, if Nimish is a din, like the Machabi, you should return. And Mitzad Rosh, no, it's a Zuzul Kvaitari, you can't return. And we don't have the eight of paying. So we're really stuck in the middle. Now, what? Sorry?
Let's say a person doesn't want to do it. Not Kvaitari, just Kvaitari.
Right.
Okay, I'll pay.
No. No, there's no way to, because if you don't have a ptur of Zakamena Lefi Kvaidai, then you mechiv to be Meshul Aved, you can't pay money instead. There's only a Tamachokam, Beltim is Pata, so then, Chacha, let him do something, at least get the value back to the Bailam, let him do something. Yeah. I just want to be, let me just be Mazbe one second, hold a second. I want to be Mazbe. So what did the Machaba hold all along in Siv Bez and Siv Gimel? What happened to the Bezayin Kvaitaira? It's Bezayin, the Rosh is Zachari Garek, you can't be Meichel on that. Why you have a Chilif Nimish Zadin or Be'ir, what's going on? So the Beis Yitzchak says, and that's where he comes on with your Shabbos. Beis Yitzchak says that here it's not a bezoyin. Faket zeu kvoida. You're doing it for a Shabbos Aveda. You all night in taki, you won't return. You all night you'll be mevat on your mama because it's a zuzuk kvoida. But the only reason why you're returning is for Yana, for the mitzvah satira, a Shabbos Aveda, zeu kvoida. It's a kvoida to be machmir and return Yanam Zaveda. My male over here doesn't pass the svara of bezoyin atira.
He's throwing the rush out.
Correct. The Mechaba holds not like the Rosh. Mechaba holds like the Rambam. Lo, Rambam argues with the Rosh. Why? Because they hold it's not a Bezayin HaTorah. Okay, you're doing it for Kvay Torah. Now, you could be Mechalek. By Shabbos, it's apparent.
What's the
Enum of the Kvay? It's a new nothing to do with Kvay Torah. It's even Kvay Zakin, Kvay Mishpacha, Kvay Reisha. There's a Ptur of Isalamta that you're not Mechiv to do undignified things. You're not Mechiv to be Mevazi yourself.
He's saying, but a Chacham doesn't have
that
head.
A Chacham also has that heta. Avada Chacham has a heta. But we're talking about a new thing. I went out to the din, Lefnim Shu Zedin should be a Machmir. And the Rosh says, no, you can't because Bezoin Kvait Dairah. Bezoin, after Bezoin Shabbat, you're not allowed. Zog the Rambam, you are allowed. Why? Zog the Bezoin, because there's no Bezoin. Zog Kvait Dairah, just like what you see by Shabbos. But it's Cholik from Shabbos, because Shabbos, when you're making your Cholent, it's pretty obvious that you're making your Cholent Lekavit Shabbos. It's Friday, or Malach Shibut, or whatever it is. It's pretty obvious. Over here, I'm schlepping this animal in the street. Anyone knows that it's not mine? Maybe they think I'm crazy. I'm schlepping my animal. It's bizarre and quite tired to do that thing. No one knows that the Chacham is schlepping an animal. He's putting a big label on this animal. It's not mine. It's a Shabbos Aveda. He's not doing that. So you do have bizarre and quite tired. What's going on? What's the pshat in the Beis Yosef?
If he make a sign.
Oh, if he puts a sign in a Chanami, but without a sign, you have a problem. The Ritva, I just want to say, the Ritva in Shavuos Lamed Amud Beis is a different pshat. L'chayr, the Ritva in Shavuos says that not yet the bizarre is Nichla and Bezoin of this. He teaches, as I over here, you see there is a Lefnei Mishra Zedin to give it back like the Rambam. He says, because this is not a real Bezoin. What's my Raya Ritva? Because they see there are many Talmidei Chachamim who are Mevata, and if their own item, they will schlep this item back. So since you see that some Talmidei Chachamim will do it, so even though you're from the Talmidei Chachamim who won't do it, but it's Zichah not a Bezoin, because you see others do do it. So yes, it's not a Bezoin. It's Taka V'Salamta, it's Eino Lefi Chvaidai, but that you could be Meichel on. Bezoin would be that all Talmidei Chacham don't do it, but some Talmidei Chacham do it, so it's not a Bezoin, so Memele have Lefnei Mishra Zedim. But it should come out like the Ritva, that it will be a Zazak, that all Talmidei Chacham don't do, because it's Taka Bezoin, then Eino Chanam, he demoted to the Rosh, that you won't have this Lefnei Mishra Zedim, because don't do it, it's Zilzul Kvaitai, it's Asa.
But he might disagree and say there is no such thing. That's what he's saying,
the sense of... Let's say commercial ice a tear, a guy going down into a sewer trying to retrieve his ball that ran down the sewer. Let's say, no, Tamil Chacham would do that. So,
for other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.